Welcome, everybody. Happy, well, it's rainy where I'm coming from. I don't know about you, Inga. Happy rainy Tuesday. I am so excited because I have a new host for a new show that's going to be airing Tuesdays at 7 p.m. called The Art of Living with Dr. Inga. I'm not going to try to pronounce her last name. She can do that. And me asking the question. So, hey, Inga.
Hi there, Carrie.
How are you today?
I am good. And the weather here is good, even though it's rainy season in South Florida.
Ah, all right. So for the listening audience who is interested, as I alluded, we are starting a new show called The Art of Living, which I was inspired to do with Inga because she is constantly educating me on either nutritional information or ways to help my energy flow. And so I thought with her wisdom and experience, and I'll let her share her age if she so chooses, she would be a wonderful person to share with the listening audience each week so that people can tap into her wisdom that she's accumulated in over so many years. So Ingo, do you want to share with the listening audience a little bit about yourself?
Okay, so I'm an acupuncture physician and a naturopath. I guess I have accumulated wisdom during my 86 years on this earth.
I bet it looks like you at 86, just saying.
And, I have always been interested in nutrition, for example, since forever. I just never liked fast food, for example. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Sweden, and we had the only thing, street food you had there when I grew up, as you can see, that's a long, long time ago. They only had hot dogs, and I couldn't stand it. The dogs, I couldn't stand the bread. I didn't really like bread anyway. So it was nothing that interested me. And then, I lived in Sweden. I lived for 2.5 years in what is now Bangladesh. And then we moved to Venezuela. In Bangladesh, for example, their street food was chicken tikka. It's not exactly the same as the Indian. Very, very spicy and very, very nice, very rich. And as I said, it's so spicy you eat it that you almost sweat through the ears. But I love that. In Venezuela, I guess they sell stuff there. But, when you cook at home, you don't even look at those things.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so you've acquired a lot of wisdom. I mean, you're 86 years old. There are so many people who are in their 50s who struggle with so many ailments and impediments based on, either the nutrition that they're taking in or lack of movement, all of these things, which is what you and I hope to discuss each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. But you weren't always educated, or maybe you were, but in nutrition, you went to school to be an engineer, correct? A chemical engineer to start?
Yes. And in between, I went, as a matter of fact, to a cooking school too. But we learned, I don't think I was more than 10, 11 years old, we had nutrition classes.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so you learned something.
Yeah. Not the food pyramid that we all learned in school, where you have to have all of these and this is how much.
No, it was about nutrition in general, And of course, when I grew up, there was not too much food. So nobody was fat. And I really believe that the real cause to everything, I specialize in allergies. That's what I work with because that has so many ailments per se, but that's also a symptom. And really the root symptom is really what you put in your mouth.
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting because my sister and I were talking about this the other day, right? Inga was kind enough to do a scan on me, which we'll talk about on one or more of our shows on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we would love to take questions. We love to interact. So just a shout out for anybody who's interested. And it said I needed to add B complex vitamin. And I was telling my system, like, to be healthy in America is grossly expensive at times. It can be really ridiculous. So how do you encourage people to make those choices when, honest to God, it's easier to get soda and stuff because it's more cost-effective?
Yes, at the moment. But then, I mean, what does it cost to get sick?
It's so true.
And everything is really prevention. In Chinese medicine, they say you can do anything, you know, you can do anything you want to your body until you're about 28 years old. But then it starts to stack up. And if you look at often young, especially guys at 35, boink, they die of a heart attack. The first sign of a sick heart is deadly heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they have just kept on and never, because they never really felt bad, but they didn't realize. And I think that's another thing. We don't realize when we start to feel sick because it just goes so slowly. The same.
Go ahead. Finish your thought. And then
just thinking that it's the same way as when you gain weight. You know, you gain 2 pounds a year. That is 20 pounds in 10 years.
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, I feel differently in that I think, and I can only speak for the American diet, right? And my parents, I never grew up on frozen foods, which were saturated in salt. Like they cooked home cooked meals, right? But knowing what I know about nutrition now versus what I took into my body then, I would say that a lot of people never feel good. Like they haven't ever felt good. They haven't ever not had inflammation in their body because there's so much sugar in everything that we ingest in the American diet, right? Yesterday I was cooking spaghetti for my family and I'm reading the ingredients and second ingredient, sugar, right? And so, you know, whereas you say they may not recognize because it's passive. It comes over time. I would say people don't always feel good from a very young age and they're not even aware of it. So they just start to decline and decline and decline and really never understand the root cause.
That is the problem, yes.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why I consider myself a scientist and I'm constantly playing. So I made my little smoothie. And I was using spinach and kale, but Dr. Inga said, Kerry, don't do that. So use arugula and it tastes peppery. So it's an interesting flavor. However, I am willing to try it out to see how it makes my body feel.
Well, you know, that makes it very good for your liver. Everything that's a little bitter.
Peppery?
Yeah. Helps the liver. I was also going to say just that you said the spaghetti, the pasta. I don't know if you used wheat pasta, but wheat is about 10 points higher than sugar on the glycemic index.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. I didn't eat the pasta, although I'm going to be honest, I ate the processed sausage. So I don't know if that was much better.
I love pasta, but I can't have it. So.
No, but anyway, so here is the deal, guys. These are the conversations Dr. Inger and I plan to have on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. because, and I can't speak for Inger, and I'll let you share with the listening audience in a minute. But for me, my passion is truly to give people information to break free from suffering. And yes, while I am in addiction and mental health recovery, I fundamentally believe that we are mind, body, spirit, and we are responsible for taking care of the whole of us, right? And so me, I have a responsibility not just to hold space for people as they question their belief systems, their habits, and their behaviors, right? But I have a responsibility to share with you information that could help your body feel better, and so that you are more inclined to take action to do the hard things like examine your beliefs. And so that's why I'm really passionate about doing this show on Tuesdays. What about you, Dr. Engel?
I look at, I always say, when you go to the shrink and you get pills, the shrink looks in the wrong place. It's not in your head. It's really in your gut.
Yeah.
If your digestive system is out of order, then you can get depressed or whatever with your, you know, mental health.
Yeah.
You have to look at your gut first and what you eat. And I understand if you, it's like a vicious cycle, because why did you get sick? Probably from bad food. I mean, with depression and mental health. And then when you have mental health, you don't care what you eat, or you crave things and you give in to it. So it's really a very complicated thing, but it goes hand in hand.
It's education, right? Getting informed, which, God, I spent from the time I was like 13 years old until my early 30s, I was studying about psychology, philosophy, theology, energy. It wasn't until my early 30s that I actually applied it. And so this is why I love this forum, because even if you're not ready to take action, it gives you information for you to make a more informed choice when you're ready to take action. That's really important for me. And then also, coupling with what you were saying about our gut and mental health, my twin sister, who is the chief nursing officer of an organization in Massachusetts, she went to a conference where they were saying that the indicators for Parkinson's, constipation, and depression. And constipation, because you have toxins, neurotoxins going into your body all the time, because if you're not releasing all of that waste from you, it's just circulating.
You just recirculate the toxins.
I had no idea until she told me that. I mean, that obviously it's like, oh yeah, but you know, it's that aha moment, like, oh yeah, it makes sense. Never really thought about it though. But for you, Engel, why is it that you're willing to show up every Tuesday at 7 p.m. with me to share with the listening audience about all of the wisdom that you've learned over the course of your 86 years of life with regard to health?
Well, I look at the general health, but worse than that is the kids. Like children today live shorter than they don't live as long as their parents in age. I don't mean that they die before the parents do, but you know what I mean. And I think that we have to wake people up. 50% of kids today between birth and 18 years of age have one or more chronic diseases.
Wow.
Who is going to take care of them? And who is going to take care of their sick parents?
Yeah.
And we have to start somewhere. And I think information is the only way to go.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I always encourage people, I'm like, if you can do nothing, pick up a book or listen to an audio book, or, you know, challenge yourself to seek information outside of what you've been taught, because our mind is a beautiful thing and it wants to learn. And not only does it want to learn, it wants us to take action to apply what it is we learn. So with that being said, to the listening audience, as I mentioned, Inga and I, Dr. Inga, and I want to ensure that you ask questions. We want this to be interactive. Yes. We want you to, you know, if you have a question, type it in the chat or email me and let me know, message Inga and let us know, and we'll be happy to address it on the next episode. And my hope is that it's engaging, it's fun, because I like to think I'm quite humorous at times, but most importantly, informative and imparts wisdom that helps you make you know, small micro changes that can have massive effect over the course of a year, right? So yes. Any parting words from you, Dr. Inga?
I am looking forward to do this. Yes.
Me
and
too.
I love you, Perry, and you are funny. And, you know, I just see your face and I start smiling.
I love that. You know, speaking of, I just want to let the listening audience know, right? So I'm 45 years young and fabulous. And I was reading research about Botox. And you know that when you can't smile because you Botox the wrinkles out of your face, it actually makes you struggle with either feelings of apathy or depression, because smiling releases chemicals in your brain that make you feel better. So that
not
is my
only that, not only that, I have to, when you talk about that, I have to add, in Chinese medicine, you know, the whole face, it's all digestive points, stomach, large intestine, gallbladder, all over the place, small intestine. The whole thing has to do, I have done it before, 25 years ago, I used to do facial acupuncture.
Yep.
And their digestive system totally changed to the better.
When wow. See, I love it. Learn this and more every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please feel free to comment, engage with us, share this if it feels good. Actually, we have a comment and I'm going to. Oh, I love this. We love Sherry. You, Sherry. She's a wonderful person. Anybody who is looking for an amazing woman who lifts up other women, Sherry Leopold is the lady. Okay, on that, I'm going to jump off. But guys, we look forward to seeing you next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Dr. Inga and Kerry Lewis. And have a beautiful and blessed day.
Yes, everybody. Thank you.